Tonight on the Worldview Report, decisions have been made that will dramatically escalate the war in Ukraine. And both sides position themselves for a long, protracted, and potentially global conflict. A Russian spy ship is seen lingering off the coast of Hawaii. A slew of Ukrainian officials are forced to resign on charges of, wait for it, corruption, including embezzlement and mismanagement of aid, that means taxpayer funds, sent from the United States and other Western allies. Bill Gates admits in an interview that his COVID vaccines have been a total failure, but he wants you to keep getting the shots anyway. And get ready for fake meat. Yep, meat grown from cells in a lab to arrive at a restaurant near you by the end of this year. The FDA appears to be all in. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. The Daily Mail reports that Russia has warned that Germany's decision to send dozens of modern tanks to Ukraine is, quote, extremely dangerous, end quote, and will, quote, take the conflict to a new level, end quote. Bringing an end to a bitter debate in Germany, Chancellor Olaf Scholz finally confirmed on January 25th that Berlin will send its German-made Leopard 2 tanks to the front lines and allow NATO allies to deliver some of theirs. Scholz even teased further deliveries of air defense systems, heavy artillery, and multiple rocket launchers. It says Germany, quote, intends to expand what we have delivered, end quote. A major U-turn on the Chancellor's previous reluctance. Russia branded the move a, quote, blatant provocation, end quote, and warned the new NATO supplies will, quote, burn like all the rest, end quote, while one raging Putin propagandist called for the German parliament to be destroyed in a nuclear strike. And Russia's ambassador today said, quote, this extremely dangerous decision takes the conflict to a new level of confrontation and contradicts statements by German politicians about the unwillingness of the German Federation to get involved in it, end quote. The United States will provide 31 M1 Abrams tanks to Ukraine in a deal worth $400 million, so reports Bloomberg, while Berlin will initially supply 14 Leopard 2 tanks. Russia's own storage facilities have around 10,200 tanks, while an estimated 3,300 have been deployed in Ukraine with 1,640 destroyed. Zelensky said he was, quote, sincerely grateful, end quote, and his officials hailed the move as a, quote, punching fist, end quote, for democracy, while Russia had warned it would cause a, quote, global catastrophe, end quote, and escalate the war beyond Ukraine's borders. A Russian spy ship has crossed the Pacific to linger off the coast of Hawaii. The ship is reportedly off the coast of the Garden Island of Kauai, which is the site of ballistic missile defense test, and the ship's presence may indicate an imminent test. That's according to an article at strangesounds.org. According to that article, quote, a Russian Navy spy ship is thousands of miles from home and is in America's backyard. The Karelia, a signals collection ship, has sailed from its frozen home port in the Russian Far East all the way to sunny Hawaii. The ship reportedly sailing off the coast of Kauai may be attempting to gather information from an upcoming U.S. missile defense test, end quote. The article goes on to explain that the U.S. Coast Guard announced last week it was tracking the Russian spy ship off the coast of the Hawaiian island chain. Commander Dave Milne, chief of the Coast Guard's external affairs, said in a statement, quote, The U.S. Coast Guard is currently monitoring the Russian vessel operating in the vicinity of Hawaii. As part of our daily operations, we track all vessels in the Pacific area through surface and air assets and joint agency capabilities, end quote. The Coast Guard released a video regarding the ship. Watch this. The first ship in the video is actually the tanker Pichincha, which is supplying the spy ship. It appears at the 2-second mark when her bow and AK-630 Gatling guns are briefly visible. The latter half of the video is the rear of the ship, which particularly you should pay attention to because of her antennas. This again may be about collecting information. The ship is 309 feet long, has a crew of 151, and displaces 3,100 tons. It is equipped with several electronic arrays designed to intercept communications traffic and other electronic signals. It is also fairly heavily armed with defensive weapons for a spy ship, with two AK-630 close-in weapon systems, Gatling guns, and two SAN-8 surface-to-air missile launchers. The Russian ship was reported on January 19th, operating 100 miles off Kauai. That's within the U.S. exclusive economic zone, but not within territorial waters. So the ship is free to operate there. Zero Hedge reports that the Ukrainian government on January 24th confirmed the resignation of multiple high-ranking officials amid large-scale corruption allegations in what's being called the biggest mass resignation and graft scandal since the Russian invasion began. Some dozen officials have quit their post after a huge political shakeup over allegations and probes into cases ranging from bribery to mismanagement of aid funds for purchasing food to embezzlement to driving expensive cars while common people suffer under wartime conditions. A top presidential advisor and four deputy ministers, among these two defense officials, along with five regional governors, were forced out of their post. And among the regional governors to step down included officials overseeing regions which have seen intense fighting, including regions where Russian forces have lately reported gains. In reference to the announcement by a senior government official, Oleg Nemchinov, international reports detail the following list of the nation's policymakers who are being investigated and forced to resign. We will forgo their names, thankfully, because I'm sure I couldn't pronounce them. They're way too hard. But they include the Deputy Prosecutor General, Deputy Minister for Development of Communities and Territories, Deputy Minister for Social Policy. Several regional governors were also named as being caught up in the corruption probe. And separately, the Defense Ministry had earlier announced the resignation of the Deputy Minister of the Army's Logistical Support, quote, on the heels of accusations it was signing food contracts at inflated prices, end quote. In this case, regarding the food contracts, the Deputy Minister is accused of signing a deal with an unknown shady firm. In his role as Deputy Defense Minister, he is the most notable and visible resignation. He would have had no small part in overseeing the billions of dollars, listen now, flowing from the pockets of U.S. and European taxpayers, that's you, that's me, as authorized defense aid. According to the Zero Hedge article, he purchased military rations at inflated prices in what appears to be a scheme to line the pockets of contractors and potentially involving kickbacks to himself. ABC News reports that Walmart, America's largest private employer, announced this week it will raise its minimum wage from $12 to $14 an hour as it tries to retain store and warehouse workers in a tight labor market for lower-wage industries. Walmart has 1.7 million workers in the United States, 94% of whom are hourly employees. That's according to its latest annual securities filing. The company hired hundreds of thousands of workers during the COVID-19 pandemic to meet strong consumer demand for groceries and other goods. In many areas of the country, particularly southern states that have not adopted higher wage laws, Walmart's, well, their starting wage often serves as the local minimum wage. The company's move is likely to have a ripple effect across the service industry. Walmart, for decades, has been a target of criticism from labor groups for providing low pay, but it has been raising wages steadily in recent years. Its latest move will close the gap with Amazon, Target, Costco, and other rivals. Amazon and Target have a $15 minimum wage already, while Costco starts at $17 an hour. Walmart's wage hikes, well, it reflects pressure on chains to raise pay in a battle for labor. Walmart, they're trying to keep pace with rivals, as well as cities and states that have been raising their minimum wages. The federal minimum wage has been $7.25 an hour since 2009. Washington State has the highest minimum wage in the country at $15.74 an hour. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to bring you my Giza Dream bed sheets for the best offer ever. We're all experiencing rising prices, but I was able to secure a limited amount of Giza cotton for a great price, and I'm passing those savings directly on to you. You can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98 with your promo code. They're the most luxurious sheets ever, made with the world's best cotton. It's grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. I know my sheets are perfect for you, and I'm extending my 60-day money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to save 50% on my Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.98. Quantities are extremely limited at these amazing prices, so please order now.
Welcome back. Police in North Carolina are warning the public after finding razor blades placed on gas pump handles in Forest City and surrounding areas. The Forest City Police Department reports they have found multiple cases of razor blades being placed in gas pump handles. Lieutenant Brandon Rothrock told MyHighPlains.com the blades were found during an inspection of the pumps by the Department of Agriculture. Quote, the inspector made us aware. He said that he was checking some yesterday and found some in Ellenboro at a Rocco station, end quote. So said Rothrock. He went on to say, quote, so that led him to check some of our local stations, and he found one at 74 Junction, end quote. It also happened at another gas station in Forest City. Quote, there is no explanation as to why someone would do this, end quote. That's what he said. He said all known blades have been removed. Quote, if you're pumping gas, check. Look before you grab. Protect yourself however you need to, end quote. That's what he said. And he went on to say, quote, it's going to take some hours of reviewing video to see if we can come up with a suspect, end quote. So it appears that North Carolina has a growing problem. You will recall that it was in Washington State and also in North Carolina where substations came under attack by some kind of low-level terrorist. Now we hear reports of razor blades on gas pumps. Very disturbing developments that we will definitely keep an eye on. Officials in Australia have confirmed that the nation's first openly gay Olympic bobsledder, Simon Dunn, died suddenly this past weekend at the age of 35. Breitbart reports that Dunn's body was found at his home in Sydney on Saturday. Police do not feel the death is suspicious and are going on the assumption that there is a medical reason for the passing. That's according to Yahoo Sports. Ruby Rose management confirmed the news with a statement saying, quote, about 10 a.m. on Saturday, January 21st, 2023, police were called to a unit on Crown Street, Surrey Hills, after reports the body of a man had been found inside. The body is believed to be that of the 35-year-old occupant. Officers from Surrey Hills Police Area Command have commenced inquiries into the circumstances surrounding his death, which is not being treated as suspicious, end quote. Dunn rose to fame in 2014 when he became the first openly gay member of the country's Olympic bobsledding team. After retiring from the team in 2016, Dunn played for an all-gay rugby team, engaged in media appearances, and explored acting. So here's another individual who just suddenly died. Despite his incessant promotion and funding of mass vaccination programs of all kinds, especially COVID, Bill Gates now admits the COVID shots don't prevent infection, don't work against any new variants, and don't protect the most vulnerable from death or disease. During a January 23rd interview with Lowy Institute, an Australian think tank, Gates said, quote, "We also need to fix the three problems with vaccines," end quote. He said, quote, "The current COVID vaccines are not infection blocking," end quote. This is what he said, which begs the question, why did he say they would block infection? Was he lying just to get people to accept the shots, or was he really that ignorant? Either way, why doesn't he call for a moratorium on all future shots until we get answers as to what went so terribly wrong? Gates said that, quote, "They're not broad. So when new variants come up, you lose protection. And they have very short duration, particularly in the people who matter, which are old people. And every one of those things is fixable," end quote. Here he is responding to questions in that interview. Watch this.
"We also need to fix the three problems with vaccines. The current vaccines are not infection blocking. They're not broad, so when new variants come up, you lose protection. And they have very short duration, particularly in the people who matter, which are old people. And every one of those things is fixable. In fact, doing that work is going to help vaccinology very, very broadly. You know, we've, for example, the Gates Foundation, we have a malaria vaccine, but it only lasts for 6 months. And understanding, okay, how do we get the long-lived memory B cells in that case? It's very similar to figuring out how we make these COVID vaccines last longer. So this, fortunately, the rich world desire and the developing country desire is actually aligned in terms of what that R&D agenda should look like. So within, I'd say, a decade, we will have a tool set for respiratory pandemics that will be excellent. And so the one thing that still hangs in the balance is, will we have the global capacity and the regular practice at regional and country levels that would mean that when a threat comes up, we act in such a way that it doesn't go global. In other words, that there isn't a pandemic. Because you only call it a pandemic after it gets out in a widespread fashion.
Gates seems to be saying that the mass COVID vaccination campaign was nothing but a global experiment that could last 10 years before the shots get perfected. Well, this is insane. How many more people will have to die before Gates gets his perfect vaccine ready? Speaking of Gates, this next story drills down on just who he is in bed with. Drilldown.com reports that Gates is very much in bed with the Chinese Communist Party. Drilldown cites bombshell reports from Peter Schweitzer's book, Red Handed, blowing Gates' relationship with the CCP wide open. Not only was Gates wildly wrong about China's ability to censor its population, his company, well, it actively helped China to do it. By 2005, the CCP had erected its notorious, quote, great firewall, end quote, and Microsoft was helping them censor words like democracy, human rights, freedom of expression, Tibet independence, and Tiananmen Square. These were all being censored on the Microsoft blogging application called MSN Spaces. When a user typed one of the forbidden phrases in, Microsoft gave them an error message. According to Amnesty International, quote, following a request from Chinese authorities, end quote, Microsoft banned a Chinese journalist and critic of the CCP censorship named Zhihui Xing in December of 2005. Drill Down writes, quote, Bill loves China. He makes and sends a lot of money there. In fact, according to a 2021 IRS disclosure, the Gates Foundation sent more than $30 million to Chinese organizations, end quote. This includes $2.5 million to the Communist Nation's National Health Commission and $1.4 million to its Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Affairs. In yet another threat to the U.S. dollar's preeminence and value, Iran and Russia are looking to further distance themselves from the currency and release a new stable coin that is backed by gold. Citing Russian publication, cryptocurrency outlet Cointelegram reports that Iran and Russia are working together to develop a, quote, token of the Persian Gulf region, end quote, that would act as a payment method in foreign trade. One executive director of the Russian Association of Crypto Industry and Blockchain said his token will be released in the form of a stable coin backed by gold. The purpose, according to the report, is, quote, to enable cross-border transactions instead of fiat currencies like the U.S. dollar, Russian ruble, or the Iranian rial. The cryptocurrency would be used in a special economic zone in Russia where Russia started to accept Iranian cargo shipments, end quote. That's what the Cointelegraph explains. Iran and Russia, well, they have already been cracking down on cryptos and banning transactions of popular coins like Bitcoin and other stable coins, but have been working to integrate some form of digital currency for trade. We'll see how this ends up driving the price of gold. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. Lab-grown meat is expected to become available for human consumption at American restaurants in 2023. That's what industry sources say. Executives at cultivated meat companies feel certain that Americans' love for meat will transfer to them, wanting to sink their chops into a slab of beef or chicken grown in massive steel cultivation vats, a process that one company has received approval from, well, a key regulator. That's according to a Reuters report. Some of these fake meat producers have reportedly already signed up high-end foreign chefs from France and Spain to showcase the fake meats in their high-end restaurants. But to reach its ultimate destination, supermarket shelves, Reuters reports that fake meat faces major obstacles. Companies must attract more funding to increase production, which would enable them to offer their beef steaks and chicken breast at a more affordable price. Perhaps more importantly, quote, they must overcome a reluctance among some consumers to even try lab-grown meat, end quote. That's what Reuters reports. Lab-grown meat is derived from a small sample of cells collected from livestock, which is then fed chemical nutrients. Grown in enormous steel vats called bioreactors and processed into something that mimics a real cut of meat. Reuters reports that thus far, only one country, Singapore, has approved the product for retail sale, adding that, quote, the United States is poised to follow, end quote. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration said in a November statement that a cultivated meat product, a chicken breast grown by California-based Upside Foods, was safe for human consumption. Upside is now hoping to bring its product to restaurants as soon as this year, 2023, and to grocery stores by 2028. That's what its executives told Reuters. At Upside's facility in Emeryville, California, workers wearing white lab coats were seen pouring over touch screens, monitoring giant vats of water mixed with chemical nutrients during a recent Reuters visit. Meat is harvested and processed in a room that Chief Executive Officer Uma Valete calls, quote, the slaughterless house, end quote, where it is inspected and tested. Reuters reports claim they were served a sample of Upside's chicken during the visit. They said it tasted, quote, like conventional chicken when cooked, though was somewhat thinner and had a more uniform hand color when raw, end quote. It's no coincidence that Thomson Reuters would be publishing a propaganda piece, and I believe that's what it was, pushing lab-grown meat. The Canadian-based news outlet has an executive on the board of trustees at the World Economic Forum, which is one of the main promoters of lab-grown meat, along with Bill Gates, also a World Economic Forum member. California-based cultivated meat company Good Meat already has an application pending with the FDA. Two other companies, Netherlands-based Maza Meat and Israel-based Believer Meat, said they are in discussions with the FDA. Well, my friend Patrick Wood, editor-in-chief of Technocracy.news, had this to say about the FDA steaming full speed ahead toward the approval of fake meat. Quote, why the unending push for lab-grown meat? Technocrats and transhumanists are bent on getting delivery systems to the human body, and food is a logical choice. Lab-grown meat can be modified to include any life-altering material that might affect bodily systems. Naturally grown meat is not accessible, end quote. That's a message more Americans need to hear, folks, before they get sucked into the lab-grown meat scam. Well, that wraps up this edition of the Worldview Report. As always, we thank you for tuning in, and we thank you for your support. We are a listener-supported broadcast, and folks, I cannot stress to you how important it is that we have your support to keep, well, funding the program. It takes a team of seven of us 15 man-hours a day just to put this 30-minute show together. Not to mention all that goes into Brandon House Live, Worldview Weekend Hour, Worldview Weekend Radio, and on and on and on. We need your support to push out free programs. So here's how you can do it. One way is by going to WVWFoundation.com and making a contribution of any size. WVWFoundation.com, so our foundation can help push out free programming as a ministry of WVW Foundation. Many people put their programs behind a paywall. We push them out as a ministry, hoping that people will understand the times through the lens of a Christian worldview. WVWFoundation.com. We also sponsor a Sunday night service. Sunday night service every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central Time right here and at WVWTV.com. So we appreciate you supporting us as we, well, try to help people understand the times and know how God would have them to respond. WVWFoundation.com. The other way is by going to MyPillow.com. Use that promo code B66. Unless you use that code B66, we don't get credit. And we need the credit. You get savings, and a generous portion of each purchase comes back to, well, fund this broadcast, along with all the other shows we're producing. My radio shows, Brandon House Live, our Sunday night service. We need your support. The code to use is B66. B66 when you go to MyPillow.com. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, so much more. You can actually get a whole mattress delivered to your front door in a box. Did you know that? Yeah, and the adjustable frame. Check it out. MyPillow.com. And then use that code B66. By the way, there's a big winter sale going on, so you can even get more savings right now. There's a sale going on. You use the code B66. You're going to save a lot and support this broadcast. Everybody wins. And you get great products. Also over at MyStore.com. That's the website started by Mike Lindell for American entrepreneurs. MyStore.com. Check it out. Again, please use the promo code B66. You get savings, we get credit, and everybody wins. And then finally, WVWTVStore.com. Talk tonight about synthetic meats. Well, we don't sell synthetic meats. If you'd like to get some freeze-dried food that has a 25-year shelf life, that's actually really good, that you can use as food insurance. And we do live in perilous times with lots of threats against us. We just had on the show last night Colonel John Mills. He was saying, man alive, people should take seriously having a water and food supply. He served on the National Security Council staff for two presidents in the White House. He knows what he's talking about. He and I and others, including many of you in this audience, know just how vulnerable we are. And you have to have food, and you have to have water. And if you're looking for an emergency food supply, I know you can purchase it other places. So thank you for purchasing it from us, as it is a big part of our general operating budget as well. WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. You can also use our phone number and purchase it over the phone. Libby will help you track it all the way to your front door. That number to order over the phone is 901-468-9357. 901-468-9357. You can also text that number, let her know that you'd like to order, and ask her to give you a call back, and she will. 901-468-9357. Thank you for shopping at WVWTVstore.com. Well, that's our broadcast. Thanks again for watching. Till next time, I'm Brandon House. May God save America. Take care.